Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Keepers of the Talk Radio flame, here we are. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen, his willing and obedient servant. Here we are to serve you with the stories, the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by Michael and his staff, and the list of people who have made it into the spotlight. So let's get started. A lot of things, as usual. The top of the list has changed a little bit. I feel like Casey Kasem sometimes. This week, a new number one.
Well, it is based on that basic premise that these are hits, and they vie for positioning. And so you're my willing and obedient servant.
I am, yes.
Where's my coffee?
Humbly. Okay. I've got to have a long arm to reach down to where you are, pal.
we live in this virtual reality.
Well, it sounds like one of the things that people have marveled about, and this is a great, sometimes we should have this conversation on the air so the audience kind of gets what
we
it
are
takes
on the air,
now,
right?
What it has. We are on the air, yes. So sometime when we're on the air and we have a few moments, perhaps I put brackets around it, to talk about how the technology works here. It sounds like you and I are in the same room, and in fact, we are about 1,400 miles apart.
I know.
So, I
think people are starting to get used to that. I think... You know what I find very interesting, we'll get to the survey in a second, is how television news is changing with all of the Zoom and the use of Skype on daytime TV. And sometimes you hear it and they sound like they're in a tin can, or everybody has those bookshelves that you get from Home Depot.
Right.
In the background. You're looking at
those white shelves, and their books. Mm-hmm. And it's the bookshelf. So when we get back into the studios, like I was watching the guy in the studio had all of his name flying around in the back on the screen and the bells and the whistles. And the expert he was talking to was on Skype in a living room. But what was ironic about it was that the anchor back in the studio looked less than authentic. It looked fake because we're getting used to reality. So what's going to probably happen is we're going to start to see newsrooms, news sets turn into living rooms, but they're going to be slick, like Frasier. Remember Frasier, the TV show? How cool his apartment was.
That was right.
And wouldn't that be a great set? That'd be a studio, apartment, as opposed to these desks with bells and whistles, and they look like they're coming from a casino,
My desk has a cowbell on it.
We got time for the survey now?
I think that'd be a good idea. Let us proceed with the survey.
Number 10, the Sahara Dust Cloud. And,
are you following that, by the way?
Yeah.
Are you?
This is an
amazing reality. As a matter of fact, you're going to get covered with the dust down there this weekend.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm going to go out with my little pail and collect
the dust?
Pixie dust. Oh. You know? I don't think it's harmful. It's a yearly phenomenon. It's called the Saharan something.
It's a little more this year for whatever the reason.
It's a record breaker.
Dust. It's a dust up, if you will, because the way the stream is coming back, it pretty much predicates with the hurricane track, because it's the same thing. They start in Western Africa and cross the Atlantic Ocean and end up in your backyard. That's where the hurricanes and the dust storm, same thing.
Yeah, and it also shows how everything on this planet is connected. At number 9, House Judiciary Bar and Department of Justice hearings, and the Flynn charges dismissed. So we got a little politicking going on, and that was interesting this week. At number 8, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, psychology. We're all going crazy. At number 6...
Oh, my God.
Was that politically incorrect?
No, it was perfect.
We're all
I think a lot of people
disturbed.
Are getting depressed. Yeah.
It's statistically proven out. People are depressed.
Yeah.
You know?
I am. Are you?
No. Huh. No, I'm not depressed. I'm troubled.
Okay. What's the difference?
I'm not depressed.
I'm just being too dramatic.
I can't see you being depressed. It's not your nature.
Uh-uh.
I mean, folks,
I'm disturbed.
You carry pressure sometimes, and one would never know. You're always upbeat and happy. I think that there's a difference between the term depression and sadness.
So, yeah, I'm upset because I can't see my children and my grandson.
Right, right.
That's
me too.
Bugging me. That's
my biggest. That's my biggest. Yeah. That's my biggest upset over this. Otherwise, I've got to tell you something. In some cases, I'm glad that I don't.
But you know what? A part of what the technology in this, and the ladies pointed it out on our talk radio review about how we've used Zoom and Facebook and WebEx or whatever else is out there. You do that with Matthew, your son, and grandchild every day. I'm on the horn with my son pretty much, if it's not every day, it's every other day. And I talk to my daughter and my grandson 2-3 times a week. And it's kind of like, it's not like being there because you can't have that same fun, but you can get the sense that they're okay. And
you're connected. Yeah. You're connected. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, connection is connection.
Yep.
You and I see each other every week when we do this. We actually physically are in the same room maybe twice a year.
We've known each other for almost 30 years, mm-hmm. and we have been great friends through most of it, and yet we don't spend, you know, maybe, yeah, twice, 2-3 times a year, maybe dinner, or we go to an event. And so maybe that physical proximity is not a good bellwether as to whether you have a good friendship or relationship with people. Maybe that's what this is teaching us, Michael.
In some cases, you're better off not being face-to-face all the time. Everything has its recipe and its formula for optimum operation. And
yes.
In some cases, relationships are that way, too. I totally lost where we were on the survey.
We are at number, you're now going into number 6.
Number
which
6,
is something
okay.
that will demand some of our time as well.
Education crisis, number 6, yeah. Number 5, the economy and the reopening of America and sports, tied at number 5. Number 4, we have the presidential race, and that includes the Trump rallies, the primaries this past week, and the Bolton book is still being discussed. At number 3, race relations, the police reform movement, monuments under attack, and that brief brouhaha from Alabama, the NASCAR noose case. At number 2, healthcare and the mask debate. And number 1, COVID-19, statistics and projections. A lot of everything has been the top 4. Well, that's why they're the top 4.
Yeah,
the politics,
exactly.
the race relations, the healthcare, and the stats.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you, why don't you go through the people list and then
okay,
I
real
have
quick.
A couple of questions to ask.
Number 10, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis. Number 9, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. Mary Trump is at number 8. Michael Flynn and Roger Stone at 7. William Barr at 6. Number 5, Bubba Wallace and Hawk.
Bubba Walla. Yes.
Right. Bubba Walla. Remember her.
Yeah.
Well, Bubba Wallace and Hawk Newsom at number 5. Number 4, Tim Scott and Nancy Pelosi. Number 3, John Bolton. Number 2, Joe Biden, and number 1, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of the national conversation this past week on talk radio.
National conversation about healthy weight loss focuses entirely on Kellitrin, which is the most supportive way for you to lose weight, not only now, but in the future, because you know as well as I do, you're going to go up and down, we all do. But the safe way to lose weight and keep it off is pretty much exclusively in the realm of Kellitrin, the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, doesn't have any drugs. It is something that is so uniquely confirmed by hundreds, thousands of people who have gone through this product that has been discovered, made, put together in America. It's a clinically proven solution to weight loss that, again, is all natural. Capsule form, liquid form. Right now, the special monthly rate for the 4th of July, you buy a one-month supply, $69.95. If you buy 3, you'll get 3 free. So it's kind of like a BOGO deal. You pay for 3, you get 6. And you kind of need to be on this program for 6 months because as your body is trained, you lose the weight, and then this process trains your body to keep the weight off. That's what's so fabulous about it. And it's a great time of year for you to be focused on what you're losing. You'll see all kinds of stories of people who feel really good, and you'll feel good once you get on this program. But you can't get on it if you don't go to toploss.com. That's what you do, toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the buy one, get one free, or buy three, get three free, buy four, whatever it is. That's the 4th of July special continuing. No shipping charges either when you use the DJV code at toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, what do you think? John Bolton is going to be on my DJV program the first of next week. And I know you're going to say, wait a minute, you said you don't do politics. I found it almost irresistible when somebody said to me, you want to have John Bolton on? I usually don't have any guests on the DJV program, but I decided, okay, let's take a shot at it, because I don't like the guy, never have. But I think I find this whole thing an opportunity. So let's say you have him on your program. What's the first question you ask him?
When did you first decide to grow a mustache?
Somebody else said that to me.
Oh, really?
What's your favorite color?
I don't know what I would ask him. That's a great question. You put me on the spot a little bit.
That's okay.
Everything is being talked about.
I know. What's new? What's different?
I would get into the psychology of being a hawk. Mm-hmm. I would try to go deeper than just the the typical conversation,
Right.
Because he's known as a hawk,
and yeah,
I would try
so.
To get. But basically everything's coming out. But I don't blame you for having him on the show. I'd have him on my show if he was offered to me.
Yeah,
and
it's interesting. You always say to me, of course you. And I say I don't do a political show. You say to me, what are you doing? Of course you do a political show.
Yeah, you say that. But
I know it. marketing purposes.
I could name you'd have on your show if they were offered to you. If Trump was offered to you, you'd have.
Oh yeah. Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, of course I would. Yeah, he says he's going to lose. Though by his own admission, he's going to lose. So how do you deal? How would you deal with that if you're interviewing? Are you sure you're going to lose, Mr. President? Anyway,
we're going to get into that on the other side of the break.
Yes, we will. Yes, 21 after the hour.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, the Talk Radio Countdown continues with me, Doug Steffen, and then there is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. We go through the stories of the people every week. We were on the Bolton book, and I was trying to figure out from Michael what questions he would ask, or what's a good question to ask Mr. Bolton, who has captured the imagination of millions this week. I don't even know how the book is doing. Do you know where it is in the sales
list? I don't know how any book is doing. As a matter of fact, I was just going to say, my first question to him would be, you expect to make any money on this?
Uh-huh.
and is that why you wrote it? You know,
uh-huh.
I would get into the why didn't you come forward and speak up.
Oh, yeah. But everybody's asking him that. I don't want to ask the same question everybody else asks. I never do.
Well, then you have Then you have to get into the psychology and personal, because all the basic questions are asked over and over.
Yeah.
So
right.
that's one of the delicate things that you deal with as an interviewer in the media.
Mm-hmm.
How to do an original interview, how to do an interview where the guest doesn't just walk off, how to do it fairly, and how to bring something to the table that the listener or the viewer may not know. It's a challenge.
If I told him, if I started the interview with how I really feel about him, he'd probably walk off. So I don't want to do that, because that would serve no one. It is, so let's hear what the guy has to say about something that nobody else is talking about. That's what I always have liked to specialize in anyway, when I do have somebody on that is of note. And he is, you think about the people. I guess I'm coming around to something you and I talked about once a long time ago. When we were at a convention, one of your conventions, maybe dinner or lunch or something, I said to you, of all the people in the world, who would be your number one request for a guest on a program you did? Do you remember we had that conversation, God knows how long
ago? I do remember, and I couldn't come up with an answer.
I don't think. I remember. Yeah.
I'd like to interview Clark Kent. You know, like how do you really get away with it?
Right. Exactly. Right.
You know. People don't recognize you.
It's okay. That's very good.
There are some people. I would have liked to have interviewed Nixon. For some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that, things.
Well, because he's a lesson in contrasts, and you would never know you wouldn't be able to predict what he said. That would be why he would be good, I think. Yeah, that was very.
And then there's the old thing about interviewing historical figures. Well, I guess Nixon falls into that category, but he's within my contemporary life. I could have interviewed Nixon, but you know, like it might have been interesting interviewing Abraham Lincoln.
You take the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah,
Abraham Lincoln, absolutely. Yeah,
that would have been cool. Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
The great players of history. That would be kind of interesting. Steve Allen and his wife Jane Meadows once had a public television series called The Meeting of Minds, which they wrote and performed, and they had roundtable discussions between figures that never lived in the same time, Genghis Khan and Abraham Lincoln.
It was really well done.
Yeah.
You know who would be good? I would love to have talked to Harry Truman and Dwight Eisenhower. Both of them, I thought, were perfect for their time. They were. Mm. And they were contemporaries, and they didn't like each other at the beginning, and then they sort of warmed up to each other as time went on.
The presidency does that. That's why it's so strange that Trump is on such bad terms with his predecessors. because there are some strange bedfellows that have become...
Look at the Bushes and the Obamas. Look at how George Bush flirts with Michelle Obama every time they're together.
Yeah.
They have a fabulous time. You can tell by looking at the two of them, they're having a great time together.
They've been through a common experience, and they know things that most people don't know, and that's why they have a relationship.
Okay, so I want to. We got to pause here for a moment. Some of the debate, one of the, number four this week, the presidential race, let's get down to the nitty-gritty about who makes a good VP, because of all of the talk of people saying, well, I know Joe Biden's not going to make it. If you're Joe Biden, what do you say about that? It's 28 after on the Talk Radio.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With major coronavirus spikes in Florida and Texas, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has now ordered all the bars in his state, as well as Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, ordering his bars closed for the second time with a record resurgence in new coronavirus cases following reopenings last month. In addition to the bar closures, Abbott, a Republican, said that restaurants will be required to back up to 50% capacity, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick talks about the step back.
Our people Texas, they expect us to protect their life and also to protect their liberty, protect their freedom, and protect their businesses and their jobs. And that's a tough balancing act, and that takes calm leadership that's optimistic, that's based on data, and moving forward. So we're still moving forward with a slight pause. We were ahead of everyone else, and we're going to watch these numbers. But going back to a lockdown, that would have to be something catastrophic, and we don't see that in the future.
This is USA Radio News. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed into law a landmark hate crimes bill passed by state legislature earlier this week. The new law mandates enhanced sentencing for defendants convicted of targeting a victim because of their actual or perceived race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender, mental disability, or physical disability. This would mean additional prison time or fines on top of sentences for the type of crime for which the defendant was convicted, such as assault, manslaughter, or murder. A federal appeals court ruled that the Trump administration acted unlawfully when it transferred $2.5 billion in military construction projects to build parts of the wall at the southern border, a blow to the administration's efforts to fulfill President Trump's signature 2016 campaign promise. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that the administration illegally went around Congress in reappropriating the funds. It ruled on a suit brought by a coalition of border states, including California and other environmental groups. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, second half hour of this week's program with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week our chats are about the charts. The week of June 22nd to the 26th is upon us, and we have gone through both lists. We're picking apart the stories and some of the people that are important. We were talking about number four, the presidential race, in conjunction with the Bolton book, I guess, in a manner of speaking. And I can't remember whether I said this to you off the air or on the air about what Trump said to Hannity this week about losing the election in his that airport hangar interview that he did. He said, people don't love me, I guess. Which I thought was an interesting way of looking at the reality. I'm wondering what Hannity was thinking as he heard that from the president. And it sort of begs the question, Michael. So if Trump loses, what does that do to the conservatives, the right-wingers, who, for the most part, occupy the big seats in news talk radio?
Well, it gives them just, you change your direction. We've been through that many times.
Yes.
You're either playing offense or defense. Mm-hmm. I do not believe that the fate and fortune of talk show hosts who are political rests on who is president. You just change your positioning. Because talk radio, this is an important point. Talk,
you change the side of your mouth about out of which you're speaking.
The talk radio is not a political campaign. Talk radio is not politics. It's communications, it's show business, it's advertising, it's marketing, and it's political discussion. But it's not, you know, people say to me, you know, how do these hosts feel about, you know, they don't think that way. If Trump loses, Hannity really doesn't lose.
Nah.
Hannity could then take the position of, okay, guys, now we're really up against it. But now we've got to really fight, you know. And as a matter of fact, it'd be easier for Hannity
attacking Biden and attacking Pelosi as the power structure than supporting Trump as the power structure.
So I
think that's an important point, because a lot of people think that somehow all conservative hosts like each other because they're conservatives. Conservative hosts consider each other competitors.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And
very few of them like each other in the real world.
Yeah. So it's just, there's more to it, folks, than meets the eye. And if you think about it, what I just said makes a lot of sense.
It does, Michael, as everything you say.
Thank
makes
you.
Lots of sense. So let's see if we can make some sense out of the current list of potential vice presidential nominees, because, of course, according to the news media and who you listen to, Joe Biden isn't going to make it. It sounds like he's on his last leg now, and he'll barely make it to the inaugural before.
A lot of people want that. You know, a lot of people like the idea that Biden is seemingly toothless or whatever.
But he's always been like, he's not any different now than he was 30 years ago. Come on. I don't think he is anyway. Do you think he's any different than he was 30 years? I don't see.
It's a little bit more exaggerated, but no, he was always a blabbermouth who got himself into trouble.
The guy in the front row when he and Obama, the guy who's, I probably shouldn't laugh at this, the guy in a wheelchair, and he tells the guy to stand up. That, among of the Bidenisms, I think that one is the most choice of all of them. Yes, sir.
So Biden would tell a guy in a wheelchair to stand up, and Trump would tell a guy in a wheelchair make fun of him, you know?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Look at the choice we have here.
I hope the wheel falls off of your wheelchair.
Yeah. The choice is absurd. When you stop and think about it, the choice is absurd.
Best America has to offer? Come on.
You're facing, on one level, a bunch of leftist wackos who want to absolutely destroy the country to make their point. And on the right, you've got a bunch of people living in 1805.
That's pretty funny when you encapsulate it that way. It really is.
You know, and if Trump just sat down with somebody he trusted who could give him good advice, he could still be a great president if he just kept his mouth shut.
That's great. Yeah, exactly. All the components. I think he's done a lot of great things in terms of putting the Chinese in their place, the trade stuff. Some of the things he's done, I thought would be great for him to do the EPA over, but he hasn't been done the right way.
Well,
and he's been an abomination when it comes to the nation's farmers and our food system.
He's been an abomination in terms of unity. The problem is he drives wedges between people, and he creates chaos and tumult, and that's his personality. But that's a job the president is supposed to do. The president is supposed to be a healer and a uniter.
That's why we need two presidents, actually. You know, there's an executive.
There's a good cop and a bad cop.
Well, that too. But there's an executive who runs the administrative end of things. That's one part of the job, and he's not necessarily very good at that. And then the other part is the PR part, or the personal public relations.
Like in England.
To make people feel good. Yeah.
The monarchy. Right. You've got the prime minister and the government, and then you have the monarchy, who technically is the head of state. But, I'd hate to see what would happen if she actually tried to exercise that power.
Would you like to be queen for a day?
That was one of the finest pieces of television ever conceived in the... horrible! Oh, you talk about horrors. Go watch Queen for a Day on YouTube.
Sexism.
Oh, my God.
And you wouldn't ever found a black person on that show if it was on for 100 years.
Sensationalism. But I like the idea of we make Trump king. And robes, palaces. We already have towers.
Give him a crown.
A crown, and call him your highness. And all he has to do is go around and be worshipped as being the symbol of American ingenuity and freedom, and then have a president who actually runs the country as an ugly little business person who has no charisma, nothing.
Harry Truman.
Everybody
did a good job as administrator. He did.
Yeah. The buck stops here.
Yep. Number three. The race relations thing, I think I said to you off the air, I'm just looking at the headline, some Mexican star said she was ashamed for the use of blackface. Come on. enough of this stuff already. We've gone too far the other way. There's a happy medium here. We were way too far. The amount of problems that have been created for black people in this country, mostly by the law, but some by business and, you know, almost every, I guess, in every area, except sports. Would you agree with me on that? Sports has been a place for blacks to shine more so than any other, at least outwardly visible
I think that there has been a great opportunity for African Americans within sports, as evidenced by the numbers. But that doesn't mean that there hasn't been a hard-fought battle to reach that point, and that it still doesn't go on. For example, there were very few black quarterbacks until recently. There were very few black coaches of major league teams until recently. That began to change. The story of Jackie Robinson should not be forgotten.
No.
And what he went through, pretty
damned outrageous, actually, yeah, when you consider what he went through and what he had to live through, even with the people on his own team, mind the people in the stands.
Right. So I would amend your statement that sports is an area where there's equality between the races, but it's not completely and fully apparent, and it has a very long history of working very hard and a lot of people being very brave and suffering to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me I'm going to step aside a little bit here and talk about what happens when there's nothing to talk about. For example, in sports talk radio, and how they're sort of trying to restart. I remember the No Sports Report. I've long since been an advocate in the mornings. I call my morning program a general interest full service program, and a little sports news, a little of this and that. But in the sports world, there's really nothing to talk about, right? So you see these nightly TV shows. Sports guy comes on, and what does he say? What is there to talk about?
Well, there's the business factor, there's the human factor, there's human relations, there's stories about what's going on behind the scenes, you know, how the teams are developing, the personalities involved. I mean, there's aspects to it, there's history, there's just no games. There's no X's and O's. There's no, statistics, which is a part of it. So a piece of it is missing, but I wouldn't say there's nothing to talk about. I think it's been a great challenge for sports talk show hosts and sports commentators to rise to the occasion.
Well, the good people, you found the good hosts. Maybe that's the way, right? That's the way of looking at it. You found the people who are really very good. Is that the reason there's so much excitement about the fellow who was the New York talk host who went to jail for a Ponzi scheme? What's his name? Collard? What's that guy's name?
Greg Carton. Craig Carton.
Craig Carton.
Yeah. He just got out of jail, and they let him out early, and there's rumors he'll come back to the radio. Although I think that the thing that he did hurts his credibility going forward, whereas sometimes criminals are accepted. Felons, you know, convicted right. Felons are accepted back in the media. But, you know, he was convicted of bilking a lot of people out of money.
Mm-hmm. We've seen some financial talk show hosts go to jail and get canned for that
right.
sort of stuff. Right.
Right. So when you breach that level of trust with the listeners, it's sometimes hard to overcome that. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you went to jail because you were a drug addict, you're an alcoholic, got involved in a bar fight, all of those things that happen, people are quicker to forgive you. But when you steal, that takes away from a certain level of credibility. I wish him well. I hope that he's a family guy. He's a nice guy. I've interviewed him. I spoke with him. I know him. It's a tragedy what happened, and I hope that he is able to put together the pieces of his life, if not for himself, for his family. And he was a pretty talented guy. So we'll see what happens.
Speaking of interviews, in a moment we're going to get to. I'm fascinated with what you did with the Michael Harrison interview this week, only because I don't know why you did it. So that question comes up first as we talk about other. This is the conversation medium, the talk side of what's on the radio, on television. There are good talk shows. But one of the things that comes from what we do, if we do it well, is that we become good listeners. And with that in mind, I have radio listener specials for you from MyPillow.com. How about that for a segue serenade, Michael? Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
MyPillow.com has a page devoted to people who are devotees on the radio of certain programs, and so this is one of them, and they're allowing those of us who are promoters of theirs on the radio to offer to you the ability to buy one of their products and get that same like product free. So you buy one, pay the regular price, and you get another one free. For example, the Giza Elegant My Pillows. They normally are $59.97. With the promo code DJV, you get two for the price of one. How about that? Same thing is true with the cotton sheets and the towels. You can go through and look at the regular prices of all of these, and then buy two, and you cut it in half if you want it. Like the, it's $30 for each of these pillows. Try finding a really good quality pillow in a department store for $30, maybe $130, but that's not, and it's not the quality, and you can't wash them and you can't dry them. So you want to get on board, take advantage of this sale while it lasts at MyPillow.com. They always have something going on, but this is a good opportunity to get so many different things at a very inexpensive price. Radio listener specials page. You need financing? They'll help you out. If you spend more than $200, you can get it financed. All that using the code DJV at MyPillow.com. On the people side of things, for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, at number 10, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis are tied for that position. Number 9, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. I call them Blah Blasio, two New Yorkers. Mary Trump is at 8. Michael Flynn is at 7. William Barr is at 6. Bubba Wallace, 5. Tim Scott and Nancy Pelosi tied for the 4th position. John Bolton is number 3. Joe Biden is number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on this people list. Again, the charts published every week, and this is the week of June 22nd to the 26th that we're covering here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, quickly, the MH interview with somebody you wouldn't expect. Michael,
yeah.
Who is it?
It's Leslie Mandoki, a major name in German and European progressive rock. He works with Ian Anderson, and it's just a fascinating guy with a fascinating background for those that enjoy knowing about music. Yes, music still exists.
Music is good. Music makes you happy and relaxed, etc.
MHinterview.com. Check it
out. That's right.
Folks.
Find it. You can check it out also at talkers.com where the lists are, the charts are as well. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now at 53 past the hour with attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, college professor of law, so he knows his way in and out, up and down. He's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Remember that from...
Good year.
Right. Stevie, he's our man. All right, so a couple of things here. The number 9 item on the countdown this week is a focus on the House Judiciary Committee, Mr. Barr, Mr. Flynn. So what's your read, as long as you're the legal beagle, on whether Barr is up to the task? Is he falling apart, coming under the influence of Trump too much? What's the story?
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, I do think that Barr, though a qualified lawyer, has operated the Justice Department as the president's private law firm. We did get, you know, within a...
It's nice work if you can get it.
You know, ultimately, I don't think it will be. I think it'll be coming back to bite people in the posterior. The testimony regarding blatant political interference in the Roger Stone case, that's not very savory. Even with the Flynn charges being the dismissal of the Flynn charges, and here again, this was an appeals court, it could be appealed further. Flynn was Flynn lied. Flynn did commit these crimes, but it is up to the Justice Department whether to prosecute those or not. So this is not a great win, as the president characterized it. It is just another political exploitation of really some vulnerabilities and technicalities in the law. So no, not a big fan of Barr's.
All right. So the I want to talk a little, well, a couple of, obviously, when you get closer to the top of the list, some of these stories blend in together. Chipotle has suspended the manager of a store in South Carolina after a player named Darius Leonard says that he was profiled and kicked out of the restaurant because he was having a conversation about Black Lives Matter with his family. The guy running the store said, we don't want that kind of talk in here. He plays for the Colts. So one of the white customers complained. What kind of an action has he got against
you,
Chipotle?
Know, it is interesting because on the one hand, you do have companies have rights to make their own rules within their particular business, particularly in regards to their employees. However, they are a place of public accommodation, and that's a critical distinction. And this is something where yes, there could be some violation of the rights of that man for being sent out of there. And you know, this is the whole Black Lives Matter. I think the best thing is it has elevated the conversation of something that has been under the radar and accepted for too long. They're, you know, confronting racism in this country, I think, is a terrific thing. And I think by and large what we've seen is it has been largely peaceful. But when it comes to the actions here of this particular company, yeah, I think they may have violated a number of laws.
One of the things that's going on, number three, the race relations platform in discussion this week on the countdown, Spike Lee's Rodney King is going to be streaming on Netflix. Remember that came out, about, I don't know, four or five, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
The story of Rodney King. Yeah. And whether that helps further the Black Lives Matter movement or anything that could be even remotely connected is getting dusted off.
You know, interestingly, when you bring that up, there's a six-part miniseries based on the FBI Director Comey's book, which I'm assuming the movie version is going to be anti-Trump. It was supposed to be originally aired after the election. Now it's going to be aired before the election, and it's interesting to see how that is being done. And certainly, no rights are being violated, but it is interesting to see the media picking this up.
Well, it's all part of, you know, sometimes we go a little bit too far. There's an extreme. We've let this matter get out of hand. Race relations in our country have been very negative for way too long, and now it looks like, you know, you can make an argument it was going too far the other way. We hopefully find the right middle ground to correct a lot of the stuff in earnest. And that, I think, is the difference, some of the stuff
being
done.
That's the big thing, Doug, and you hit it on there. Whether the Dixie Chicks drop Dixie or not,
I know, right?
It's really small, but we do need to get to the big issues of race in
right.
this country.
You've got to fix it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.